August 13th on your calendar. This is a very special day. And it's the 17th year, actually, that this date has occurred. And we know at least one member of this morning team show that should be celebrating this day. Today is Left-Handers Day.
Oh, how about that?
What day is it?
I haven't had that on my calendar. I'm glad you were aware.
What was it? I missed it.
Left-Handers Day.
Oh, yeah.
The only one in my right mind.
Well, I did not know this, but now I do because, of course, because it's Left-Handers Day, some information has been provided for me, if we can trust what's on the internet. It says here it's in its 17th year, and I did not know this, but it says there is a formal name, for left-handedness.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. It's called sinistrality. Sinistrality? S-I-N-I-S-T-R-A-L-I-T-Y. Sinistrality.
Well, I always knew David had some kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, you're going to turn this into something sinister.
Well, it says it's based on the Latin word sinistra or sinistra, which means on the left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But as time wore on, that word began to accumulate associations with evil that persists today. In fact, throughout the ages, left-handedness has been associated with impurity or evil. Though today, few would consider left-handers in our midst being evil, of course. But that was the olden days, of course. But you still have to endure, and you would know this, numerous inconveniences since you do live in a right-handed world.
For example, if you want to pick up a guitar, the strings are the wrong way for you.
They make left-handed guitars.
Yeah, you'd have to have a left-handed one, yeah.
Yeah, but you'd have to get one left-handed. Yeah, it's not just a... Because most people say a normal guitar, you pick it up and you play it.
Yeah. Well, I have a bigger question.
What's that?
How come, Mr. Dave, you don't golf left-handed?
I bat right and golf right, and it's just sometimes...
No, I've seen your game. It's not right.
That's because when we went out to the golf course and went to get clubs, they didn't have left-handed clubs, so he was forced to golf right-handed.
Yeah. But I throw left, and I don't know. Kind of mixed up.
They say about, again, this is from the left-hander, an online site, in fact, it's lefthanderstoday.com, which is wishing you, by the way, if you go to the site, it says Happy Left-Handers Day, August 13th. About 10% of the world's population is believed to be left-handed.
Only 10%?
That's what they say. Mm-hmm. They say the number ebbs and flows, though, in time. Left-handedness, it says, is more common, they say, in more freewheeling times and freewheeling cultures. I have no idea what that has to do with being left-handed, but that's what they say. In a 1996 study, 1996, this is 2020. Don't you think we have something more current than 1996? Well, here's what it says. Harvard Medical School researchers found that orthopedic surgeons, librarians, and mathematicians were mostly right-handed, while attorneys, architects, were mostly left-handed. Okay.
Really?
Others show that there are more left-handed people working as artists and musicians and in university settings. And interestingly, it says here about 20% of Apollo astronauts were left-handed.
Really?
You know, the worst thing about being left-handed is when you're writing cursive, especially with a fountain pen, because you drag your hand
right through your writing.
that was horrible.
I thought you were going to tell us about the scissors.
Well, they make those too. Yeah, you can get left-handed.
Yeah, you can, but most scissors...
Most smart, kind of uncomfortable, to use. Yeah.
Does that mean when you were in school, you had to have the different desk? Because a lot of times, you know how the school desks were formed?
Yeah.
They had the...
You had to deal with it.
The armrest was the right-handed armrest?
Yeah, I don't recall them having specialized desks for left-handers.
Okay. It says here that of recent presidents going back into the 1970s, there have been left-handed presidents such as President Obama, President Clinton, President H.W. Bush, and President Ford.
Oh, all right.
They're all left-handers?
That's what it says, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what this says here. Yeah. It says here that President Reagan shows up on the list of left-handers, even though he wrote with his right hand. It says that some historians believe that he was born left-handed but was forced to switch as a child.
A lot of us went through that. Not necessarily at home, but even in school initially, et cetera, they try to get you to switch to the other hand. So,
did they tell you that you were writing wrong? Or
You try the other hand. It was a positive thing. Try it. Yeah. Now I could probably write with my right hand and be just as good as my left hand after all these years of fast note-taking in the news business.
So that has to ask the question then. Did any child who started writing with his right hand was ever told, try the other hand?
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Didn't work that way. Just a couple of more things. Again, this is, again, for Left-Handers Day, and since we do have a member of the Morning Team Show who can celebrate today. It says here that research indicates that left-handers may have increased rates of high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, schizophrenia, and maybe even premature death.
Wow.
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 Jeez.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
Sorry,
huh?
Sorry, I read that part.
Hey, I've got one advantage.
Should have read ahead.
One advantage I'm looking at right now that I see. The button we use most on our console is a microphone button. At least in the newsroom, it's the button all the way on the left. I don't have to cross over to turn on the mic.
So I wonder if they have a QWERTY keyboard that's reversed for right-handers and left-handers.
No, don't think so.
Well, no. You'll be happy to note. I'll give you one more note, and this seems a little bit better than what I just mentioned there. It says, and this is according to a 2006 paper for the National Bureau of Economic Research. Again, 2006. What? Is this site not more updated? It's 14-year-old research. Anyway, it says, economists from Lafayette College and Johns Hopkins University found that among the college-educated men in the samples that were done, those who reported being left-handed earned 15% more than those who were right-handed.
Oh.
So you are...
Nice.
Except for, of course, Art Lewis, who earns all of us 2 miles.
You're right.
Yeah, that kind of skews the survey for you.
Now, however, I am a left-footed kicker.
Excuse me?
What? I'm a left-footed kicker.
In my younger days, when
I kicked football, it was with my left foot. Hmm. I played soccer, and I kicked with my left foot.
Oh. Really? Well, in today's case, I understand, because you're a natural left-hander, but...
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah,
that's one of those. Okay.
And that's my natural kick.
Interesting. Hmm. All right.
So, okay.
Speechless.
Would have never guessed that. Yeah.
Hasn't affected my handwriting a bit, though.
You do everything else right-handed, but
everything.
You kick.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Well, one thing that goes well with my career in journalism, where we try to be fair and down the middle, in this very hostile political environment, using both my left hand and right hand means I can be very independent and down the middle.
There you go.
There you go.
Very good.
Happy Left-Handers Day. I'm sorry I didn't get your card.
One more sports. Sports note when it comes to left-handers. Rafael Nadal, tennis great.
Yeah.
Right-handed. But he plays left-handed.
He does.
His uncle taught him how to play left-handed because he thought that would benefit him in his career. And it has.
Well, yeah. Can't argue with those results from Rafael Nadal.
And one more note, Pat Johnston, right-handed, but batted left-handed.
Did you really?
I never knew that.
Yeah, well.
How about that?
Yeah. See, it's good to know that there are others in the world who are confused like I am.
That's right.
Do you shoot baskets left-handed?
Well, I mean, I could, but...
But you're a natural right-handed.
Yeah, natural right-handed.
Okay, well, I can play basketball. And you do play tennis right-handed, too.
Yeah, not left-handed.
You didn't follow Rafi's advice.
No, but I just wanted to make Art feel like he wasn't lonely out there. I understand. It's sometimes when you're a kid, it's what you're comfortable with.
That's exactly right. That's how I started, and that's how I kept it, you know.
No, think about it. I would play tennis left-handed.
You would?
Yeah, while I bat and golf right-handed, I would play tennis with my left hand.
Right? Yeah. I played tennis and racquetball right-handed. I bat right-handed. I throw right-handed. But if I kick you, it's going to be with my left foot.
Watch out for Art's left foot.
Now remember that, everybody out in the street.
If we ever get into the... What's the mixed martial arts?
Yeah.
Watch out for Art's right, but the left foot.